Yeah, Trey, I mean, we had a blast, didn't we? Seriously, last week.
That episode last week was amazing.
Yeah,
I had
guys,
a great
I thought
time.
Last week was great.
Yeah.
You carried the ship.
You did a good job filling in for Michael.
It was kind of rough out there.
Yeah, I was a little worried, but...
You were worried. I've got more gray hairs than ever. Don't you feel like it's kind of time to get started?
We broke it up a little bit. We had some fun, but I think it's more about getting down to business and
defeat the Huns.
It's about getting it's.
I think it's showtime, guys.
I think so. It's about that damn time.
Yeah, we gotta start going.
Yeah, might as well. Michael.
By the way,
are you ready?
You ready to get this show started, man?
Hey boys, what's the rush?
Oh man.
Wait, I'm over here. I'm on beach time. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I don't know why you guys in such a hurry.
Well, we had to do the TikToks, and now we have to do the podcast. And now we have to do the live afterwards on YouTube.
Yeah, like, yeah, whoa, man. Whoa. Like,
the only live I know is LIV Living. You know what I mean? I wouldn't expect you guys to get it. It's a beach thing.
Gotcha.
We
got to jump Michael on ship, man.
We got to get a cruise.
Yeah.
Why don't we go on a cruise?
You know what? Let's get cruising.
Oh, you know,
nice shirts, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Guys got matching ones, but
yeah, like those souvenirs I got you boys or what?
Oh yeah, Michael, they're awesome. Mm.
I mean, I think mine's pretty cool.
Yeah, I knew you'd like yours, Trey. You're a real one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks again, Michael. Really appreciate it.
Listen, you guys you did a pretty good job last week, but I gotta be honest, I was 10 toes deep in the sand.
Did we send Michael away and get Jimmy Buffett back? Is that what happened?
La Shaker Assault.
Hello and welcome back to Yay Basketball, the basketball game show. Wow, good to be back. Monday, January 30th, 2023, recording live from the Yay Studio. I am your host and producer, Michael Padilla. Along with me today, I have one, Bob Aldrit.
You know, physically, I'm here, Michael, but mentally, I am on that beach.
I appreciate it. As well as one, Justin Moore.
Mentally, I'm here. Physically, I'm on the beach.
And Trey Dishner.
Mentally, I'm on the beach, but physically, I'm here.
Yes! So,
hey, welcome back, guys. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everyone. It is good to be back. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, rate 5 stars, share with friends, and follow us at @yay_basketball on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Add me on the group.
Last week, we had an episode, and I wasn't here.
We had an episode.
Yeah.
And it was great. You guys had a great job. I want to give a shout out on air to Justin for running this show in my absence.
Well done.
Good job.
For someone, you know, we've mentioned this a couple times on the show. If you don't know, Justin's not necessarily, this is not a slight, he's not necessarily the most technologically inclined person. So for you to take up the reins of the show, good job to you. Very, very,
you.
Very happy.
You did a
great
job.
The episode was great. The boys played What Did He Say, Rapid Fire Trivia, and Make Your Case, in which they made their dream lineups from the league's best big man. And let me tell you, I did not agree. But that's for you to form your own opinion. It was a pretty good one, so be sure to check that one out if you have not already. Now, this is the Basketball Game Show. So before we dive into our first game of the day, Justin, it's the last week of the month. Can we get an update on our picks and the scoreboard, please?
We can indeed. So last week, it didn't really go great for any of us, guys. You took Embiid's over, Bob, at 35.5, and that didn't hit. I took Kyrie's over at 35.5, and that didn't hit. Hey, Trey, real quick, you took Darren Fox's over at 25.5. Want to take a guess what happened?
That did not hit.
Michael from abroad took Jaws over at 35.5, and
that didn't hit.
So that does leave us, Bob, with a commanding lead at first place, 4,050 points. I'm in second place with 225 points.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Trey, you're in third place with 0 points.
Oh, man.
Fourth place is going to have to be Michael because...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have the sound anymore?
I don't know.
I don't have a whistle, so we'll do this instead.
traveling violation.
Yeah, minus 500 points big for one. Me. So.
Hey, but you're still in the race.
I am, technically.
We'll get some points back today.
Yeah, I hope so.
If Michael ends up not losing this, by the way, gentlemen, I just...
The biggest comeback in
embarrassing. All right. Now, if you listening at home want to keep track of our picks and chat with us, ask us questions, or give us game ideas, hit the link in the description of this episode to join our Chalkboard group chat. It is a fun and free way to support the show. It's been a couple weeks, and I'm excited to get to it. So let's dive in with everyone's favorite game.
What did he say? Hey. Oh. Not a game.
That's right, it's What Did He Say? The rules for this game are very simple. I will play an audio clip of an NBA personality, player, coach, or analyst. It will be your job, Justin and Bob, to work as a team to guess who or what that person is talking about. Yeah, you're with your BFF. Yeah. See, I knew you guys would like those shirts. Each correct guess is worth 100 points. In the event of an incorrect guess, Trey and myself will receive the 100 points. Four clips today. Are you ready to begin?
Yeah.
All right. What is Shannon Sharp talking about in this clip?
If the guy was out of position and he said, I missed it because I was out of position, I would say, well, you need to make sure you're in better position next time. Skip, the official is standing from me to you. He's looking at it. Then there's Lewis, who is the crew chief, standing in the back. He's looking at it. Mm-hmm. How do two officials looking at the same thing miss it? Mm-hmm. You cannot swallow your whistle on that play. It's too important of a play.
What is Shannon Sharp talking about in this clip?
God, I love Shannon Sharp. And his cardigan game. 10 out of 10, by the way.
Yes.
Well, he's been very vocal and active at Lakers games lately. So I definitely go to the missed call of the overtime game of the Lakers-Celtics game where Jason Tatum obviously fouls LeBron James.
I thought you were going to go with the Celtics thing for you and be like, oh, no. Obviously didn't foul him. I was like, wow, that's a harsh take for you. Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. It's been the biggest, maybe not the biggest story of the weekend, but definitely one of the biggest stories and controversies is reffing in general in sports. But that play for sure, I think, is going to be what he was talking about. Do I have to say he's talking about the referee or he's talking about the play?
Who was the referee?
You sure he isn't talking about when he was arguing with a player?
Why would you say that, Trey?
Trey, what a hint. Yeah, let's not go with Trey's obvious not hint.
It was a good effort, Trey. It was a good shot. All right, final answer. Let's see.
Because he did everything that everybody told him to do. LeBron, instead of shooting threes, instead of shooting off-balance shots, get the ball, drive it to the basket. He did everything that everybody is always asking to do. And you say, well, why does he shoot threes? There you have it.
Yep.
You are correct. The Los Angeles Lakers lost a very close game to the best in the league, Boston Celtics, on Saturday night after referees missed a blatant foul on a LeBron James game-winning layup attempt. It was so egregious that the actual NBA Referee Association tweeted, quote, like everyone else, referees make mistakes. We made one at the end of last night's game, and that is gut-wrenching for us. This play will weigh heavily and cause sleepless nights as we strive to be the best referees we can be. This is not the first time that we've seen something like this season. Bob, what is the fix?
I hate that tweet. That is like the lamest tweet I've seen in a long time. Like, Magic Johnson Twitter is so much better compared to this, dude. Like, it is. I thought that was dumb. Anyway, you said it already. Best in the league, Celtics. They really are starting to kind of pull away there in the East with, you know, the Nets dropping without KD, which we thought, hey, maybe they could just at least wade the water. They can't. The Celtics have the best team, but then again, I don't know. That call was egregious.
The Celtics are amazing. Yeah, what happened here?
That was a genuine case of... It's the frustrations that the refs have kind of bestowed upon us for the last season, you know, half season now. We see it in all sports, but the NBA especially, we feel like a lot of the traveling calls is the first one comes to mind. Loose ball fouls come to mind. They've just been a bit egregious. And I have a take that I would like to share on air that I think refs should be paid the same amount as a school teacher. That is all. I think they're paid way too much. Is that
okay? So
why?
Can we flip that and say school teachers should be paid as much referees?
As referees? Yeah. Okay, why not? Okay. Let's do that. Absolutely.
Because for a moment it kind of sounded like you were like on board with teachers getting underpaid, and I was like, okay.
You know what I meant.
I gotcha. Justin.
What the question is how to fix it?
Yeah. What do you do?
I will say this. Just thought of this idea right now. Here we go. Here we go, guys. The idea is
buckle up.
So, like how all scoring plays are reviewed in the NFL, everything in within like at least two, let's call it the last 2 minutes, gets reviewed by, let's call it New York. And they review it and they go, that's a foul, that's not a foul, because they can see all the different angles and they can just do it so it's not real time. And they go, that was a foul. Call it a day. Because that's the only way you're really going to solve this is have an outside, not from in the game, because in the game I can see a referee being like, oh, I made this call, I'm just going to dig my heels in on it. But if it's from somewhere else, it takes the pressure off of the referee, so they don't have to feel like they're going to get murdered by the city, and it just kind of lets us get a better look at the game, because you want to get it right at the end of the day.
Yeah, but so just to kind of flesh out your idea here, you're saying that in the second quarter, Luka goes up for a foul, Luka goes up for a layup, is fouled, but it's not called, and within a 2 minute game time window, the outside sources, or are you saying just the last 2 minutes of the game?
At least the last 2 minutes. Let's just start somewhere to try and fix things. I do think, we all think refs are in a hard spot. They call too many fouls.
Yeah, human error.
They're rough. They don't call enough fouls. We're like, oh my gosh. But so like, I think that's the fair way to do it.
Trey.
How to fix is holding these refs accountable.
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, NBA Refs Association came and tweeted saying, sorry, that's not that actual ref saying, hey, I messed up, or that crew saying, hey, I messed up. Rather, it's them losing pay. Rather, it's them being suspended for a couple games. I think something needs to happen because, I mean, hey, I have actually have a fun fact here.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
Bonus fact.
Let's see if we can get this going.
So with that being said, so with these refs messing up, it messes with teams. You know, the Lakers right now are 23-27. They're sitting 13th in the West. They've had refs screw up a couple games, not just this past Celtics one. They screwed up the Mavs game, they screwed up the 76ers game, and this one. So if they would have had those games, they would have been sitting comfortably in the sixth spot. So I mean,
at least
in the sixth.
But due to matchups, they would actually be in the four spot.
Okay. So yeah, that's right there. With that being said, they have to be held accountable because, I mean, that's why LeBron's freaking out so much, because these games are huge. Each game counts, especially when we're at this point.
Yeah, and his point in his career, look, little spoiler alert, we're going to be touching a little bit on LeBron James over the next couple weeks. He's probably going to break this record, if not this week, next week, and we're going to be talking about him a lot. So I don't necessarily need to focus on this performance. This thing, though, this was bad. It was a brilliant performance from him. 41-9-8. And like you said, it's the fifth time that the Lakers have been screwed in a late game situation by the referees this season. Against Dallas, another game winning layup attempt by LeBron. He is fouled by Christian Wood. No call, acknowledging the 2 minute report the next morning. In that same game, the refs missed a foul on Troy Brown on a potential game winning 3-point attempt. Fouled, no call, acknowledging the 2 minute report. 2 days later, Russell Westbrook drives inside and is fouled by Joel Embiid. No call. 2 minute report acknowledges that it was a foul. 10 days ago against the Kings, Kendrick Nunn makes a 3-point attempt while the Lakers are down by 4. He is fouled by De'Aaron Fox on a 3-point attempt that goes in. Yet another no call, acknowledging the 2 minute report that it should have been a foul. If you, like you said, if the Lakers had those 4 wins, they would be in the 4th seed because they would have beaten the Kings and they would have beaten the Mavericks, and those are 2 losses that would have catapulted them over those 2 teams. They'd be in the 4 spot instead of the 13th seed. These games matter, like you said.
And these are the best in the world. These guys go through training. Mm-hmm. These guys need to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
More than a tweet.
I don't know what it is. Add another ref. Review it after it happens. Something has to be done. Because instead of talking about what an incredible game that was, which was an amazing game.
Yep.
Incredible performances from LeBron, and Jaylen Brown was exceptional.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum was cold, but Jaylen Brown stepped up. The Patrick Beverley put back dunk. The last minute of Patrick Beverley performance in that game. Incredible. We would have talked about it for the rest of his career. Forgotten. Instead, we're going to be talking about him having one of the funniest technical fouls in the history of the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up to the ref with
it's
the camera.
A foul.
And without hesitation, Eric Lewis, no, technical. Give yourself a technical, like Shannon Sharp said. Find them. That's my solution. fine them. You're on the crew that missed a call that cost someone a game, or if it is acknowledged in the last 2 minute report, you get a fine.
Or suspended
you
get without a fine. Pay.
Suspended something, because you are here to do a job that is to be unseen. And instead, what are we talking about right now? We're not talking about LeBron nearly breaking the all-time scoring record, or the Celtics being the best team in the league and them nearly coughing up a game to the 13th seed in the West. We're talking about the referees, and that is the opposite of what this sport should be. Hmm. I think fine them. I think fine them according to their, you know, scale it to their salary. I'm not saying cost them $25,000 when they're making X amount of money.
Higher.
But higher, yeah, sure.
I wonder if they have to refresh every so many years, like go through the like training again, or like,
well, I don't know,
go through like a test again.
I don't know what it was.
Maybe they should.
It'd be funny if you got relegated to the G League as a ref. Like, yeah, you're going to
go
to start.
You got to go coach. You're going to go ref March
Madness.
You got to
go ref Santa Cruz Warriors for like a month, and then maybe we'll reevaluate you.
It was that was really embarrassing. And like we said, Lakers would be in the four spot. And these are the games that, you know, you beat the Celtics in a game like that, and you're looking at them like, they can hold their own. They could maybe do something in the postseason. But because of these games, and you just look at the numbers and you just look at the record, we're not talking about them like that. And they're going to have to claw and scrape their way just to make it to the play-in.
And it's January. These games do count.
Like, all games have counted every season for the West. There's still only, what, 2.5 games out of home court advantage? Not home court advantage, but outside of the play-in? Mm. The sixth seed? That's crazy. All right, we got to get moving. Number two, who is speaking in this clip?
I mean, I bowl almost every day.
When did you start bowling?
Like a year ago, and I got pretty good super fast. I lost the first couple times, and then after that, it was over with. I think I'm good enough to compete with the best players in the world. I take it very serious when I go with my friends. Me and my dude, Jerry Vanderbilt, we used to always go bowling. I don't care who I'm with, what I got on, I rip my pants to try to bowl 300.
So just to be clear, at the beginning of the clip, he says, I bowl almost every day. Producer off screen asks him, when did you start bowling? Then he continues.
That's a clip. That's a
sheesh.
That's a Duncan Robinson ping pong.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of too.
I was like, man, it's these guys pong. Really go after
kind
it.
Kind of in the same vein.
I have no idea.
We're gonna have to pick someone really. We have to think about.
There is context in this clip.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure there was
Jared Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you want to hear it again, I'm happy to play it for you. To a point.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Jared, where? I know. I know Jared Vanderbilt, but in my head, Jared Vanderbilt, where did he go to college?
Nope. Okay. It's not. He's talking about him as a teammate in the pros.
Okay.
There's your hint.
There's the hint, Bob.
Oh, that really helps.
I mean, it narrows it down a lot.
I don't know, Bob.
Don't wiggle your nostrils
really,
at me.
Yeah, you're really helping me out here, Justin.
I have no idea. Can I hear it one more time?
Yes, let's hear it one more time.
I mean, I bowl almost every day.
When did you start bowling?
Like a year ago, and I got pretty good super fast. I lost the first couple times, and then after that, it was over with. I think I'm good enough to compete with the best players in the world. I take it very serious when I go with my friends. Me and my dude, Jerry Vanderbilt, we used to always go bowling. I don't care who I'm with, what I got on. I rip my pants to try to bowl 300.
Bro,
I couldn't tell you where Jared Vanderbilt is right now, but I got an idea.
Tell me. Because I've got one player in mind.
You Googling?
I don't know.
No, he was looking at standings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do you like that. Yeah. Don't what? Don't no, look no, at the
no,
standings?
No, that's fine. Do what you got to do.
First
place over there by 4,000 points.
Yeah, I'm really concerned, clearly.
I would like for this to be...
someone like Zion or something.
No, it's definitely not. But it could be De'Aaron Fox.
Ant?
I like Ant.
I also like De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm. They're good players.
Vanderbilt. Like see, I think Ant more with the Vanderbilt comment.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Let's see.
What's up, GQ? This Anthony Edwards and these are my essentials.
You gotta be kidding me.
Man. Dang it.
I cannot believe that.
Wait, you hit the wrong button, by the way.
I need these points,
Oh, yeah,
man.
Sorry.
Yep. There it is. Yes. Man. Let's go.
You know,
you almost talked me out of it.
Right?
You almost talked me
That's
out
my
of
bad.
It.
I apologize.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
You're no my way.
You just pulled Ant out of nowhere. I can't believe that. The context was Jared Vanderbilt has only played for two teams, the Wolves and now the Jazz. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Edwards is so, like, I don't want to say full of himself, but so, like, oh, hyper-confident athlete. Remember he had that interview before his NBA debut where he was like, oh, baseball, tennis, swimming, croquet, I don't care, whatever it is, I'll be the best at it. And that kind of lays into that, so.
Is there any game you think you could beat him at?
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, like bags.
Rocket League.
Okay. Video games.
Shout out to Kyle. Rocket League. Yeah. All right. Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves have seemed to have righted the ship and now sit in the fifth spot out west, thanks in large part to... Oh, Justin's already rubbing his hands together. Thanks in large part to Ant having a breakout season. All of this is being done without their franchise player, Karl-Anthony Towns. Revisiting a conversation we had a couple months ago, has Ant proven... he is ready to carry the torch, and should the...
Oh. Uh-oh.
Wait.
Hey.
We didn't... Did you leave your phone on?
I put my phone on vibrate.
Who left their phone?
Mine's...
Oh. No, it's a bit. I don't know why we're surprised by it anymore. It happens
every
so
time.
Every single time.
Gets me every time.
I was going to save it for a little bit later in the segment, but the way his excitement just, I had to do it first. Yeah, we have to give credit to Justin. He called it. About a month and a half ago, he said this.
Timberwolves need to look at their franchise. They can get so much more of that future back by trading one piece, meaning get rid of Cat and get back what you can get for Cat.
And what I cut out of that clip is that I triggered the wow sample and then was like, bruh, and then was like, ha, ha, ha. Like, we were losing our minds because, like, what a silly thing to say.
I think I agreed with
him. Hey, you got me. You got me.
You got me.
You got me. Good one.
Got him.
Justin, why don't you take it?
Yeah, so I think Anthony Edwards has kind of shown that he can be your franchise player. I think they have really ran off. I'm sorry, I lost here. They're at 3 wins in a row right now, 3-game winning streak. They're 4th in steals and 6th in blocks. And 6th in blocks makes sense when you have Rudy Gobert. 4th in steals kind of shows they're trying on defense. The one knock against Rudy Gobert has been perimeter defense in the playoffs.
Yes, perimeter defense.
So you trade away Karl-Anthony Towns, who is a top 7 at worst center in the league, you're going to be able to get back pieces to go around Kyle Anderson with your all your other guys, D'Lo, Anthony Edwards, and Rudy Gobert, and you can build from there, and you can do something that really pushes your franchise forward, and you say, hey, Ant, the reins are yours, go for it. I think that says something to him, and it says something about your culture, saying, hey, we're going for it right now. Can they realistically win? I don't think so. Depends on what they get back, obviously. But, I mean, why can't you win with Anthony Edwards as your best player?
I realize this is putting you on the spot, but just off the top of your head, trade deadline in a few weeks, Wolves decide to move Cat. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you can cook up that makes sense for the Wolves to make them more of a contender this season? Bob's got one. What you got?
What do you got?
Pascal Siakam. I think you move it around and you get Pascal to Minnesota. Ooh, that is dangerous. It has to do more with pick and rolls than it has to do with stretching the floor. And I think that would do so much more for Minnesota with D'Lo, Ant, and you nailed it. Kyle Anderson is actually such a key piece to that offense.
He got paid.
I have another one.
He deserved it.
If it's not Pascal, OG Unanobi.
Yeah, OG
one
also.
One of the two.
OG would fit in perfectly.
You don't need scores.
So I realize we're getting a little, a touch off topic about the current Wolves as constructed and kind of idealizing about this trade here, but do you think the Wolves would try to recover some of their the picks that they gave up in the Gobert trade for a little bit? Like, would they take a subpar player like an OG Anunoby instead of a Pascal? Or again, we'd have to plug this into the trade machine, see how the numbers work, all that, but like, or would they go, here's Cat and a couple more picks, screw it, for OG and Pascal Siakam?
Because
it looks like it's blow-up time in Toronto.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't trade away any more picks.
No.
Realistically.
I don't even know if they have any more.
I don't think they do.
I have to take a look at it.
And they can't, I would be shocked if they have any more picks ever. So, yeah, I think they just kind of go and they make a move. Now, what that move is, I really realistically don't know. But, I mean, there's obviously a lot of fours out there that are on the market. Christian Wood's probably on the market. John Collins, on the market. Pascal Siakam, OG.
Yep.
OG says he's unhappy. Pascal, they want to move on.
Mavs is interesting.
And Cat makes the Mavs.
Scary.
So, that's a win-win.
Bob, you believe in the Wolves or no?
I do if they traded away Cat. So, 5th in the West, I mean, you might as well be 3rd in the West, and your spot is, completely open. Just simply watching the Pelicans take a nosedive has been interesting. Losing 8 in a row now. I think the West is just so wide open. I think a 5th spot, you might as well be the 13th spot.
Trey.
I think Ant has proven that he's ready to carry the torch. I mean, they're within the last 5 games, he scored there was one game he scored under 30 points. I think they should trade Cat. We just went over that. Who they trade for, not sure, but there's definitely, they've proven that they can get it done without him. I think they should move on from Cat.
Yeah, so they do need to move Cat. I agree. Justin, again, like I said, credit to you, man. When you said that originally, I was like, you're crazy. Like, it's so early. And granted, they have had a large sample size now of this. So it's not like, when you said it, it seemed a little knee-jerk reaction. But now that they've had a good sample size, oh, you saw it.
They call me Foresight. You know what I mean? They call me MC Foresight.
Not where I thought you were about to say.
I also said, hey, they should trade the Pascal Siakam. They would do that trade. Everybody was like, no, they wouldn't. That would make them so much worse. Now we're like,
okay. I don't remember being, well, yeah, it would make them worse, but they would only trade if they were ready to blow it up. And it looks like blow-up time in Siakam, or in Toronto. Okay, real quick on Anthony Edwards. He has averaged 26-6-5 on 47% compared to 22-5-3 on 44% when Cat was there. He's looking good, and so are the Wolves. They're top 5 in field goal percentage, blocks, steals, and hustle plays. I like it. Keep going. Good job, Wolves. On to question 3 now. Who is Stephen A. Smith talking about in this clip?
I know the statistics are there, and I know what he does to affect the game offensively. He's just a brilliant offensive player. Can't jump onto a curb and nobody can stop him. I still can't understand it. I just can't. He's always going to get his numbers. He's always going to be effective. He's always going to look like a star statistically. But in terms of his impact on the defensive side of the ball, I believe that's going to come up short.
Who is Stephen A. Smith talking about in that clip?
I think I know.
Oh, hit me.
Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
And I'm not coming off it.
What?
You can't even talk me out of it.
I don't think I'm going to be coming off it either, dude.
Jokic's final answer?
Yeah.
I think so. Right. I'd run it.
Jump it.
I'm not looking, Jalen, I'm not looking at Jokic statistics. Oh, I know the statistics are there. Ooh.
Yes, good job. Wowee. I really hope we don't get cleaned out here, Trey, with 0 points, both of us. Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid battled it out over the weekend, with Embiid getting the better of the two-time MVP by securing the win along with 47 points and 18 rebounds. Embiid has now risen to the number 2 spot on NBA.com's MVP rankings. And the question is, are we looking at yet another season where Joel Embiid finishes second to Nikola Jokic in the MVP voting? And let's just get into it. Who's the best center in the league?
Bob. Oh, God. So the best center in the league right now, because there's a C right next to his name, therefore they call him a center, is Jokic. Do I believe Embiid is a more, this is the Shaq debate, dominant player? Offensively on the boards, I would say yes. I think Joel has a much better back down game. I think he has just as good as a mid-range jumper as Jokic. Yes, Jokic can shoot the 3 better, no doubt about that. But I think in terms of pure centering, it's Jokic by technicality because he's technically a center. But I think
they're both centers.
Okay.
They're both centers.
All right. Then
anybody who's saying Embiid is a 4 can leave.
That Jokic could be considered a four.
No. He could. But if they had something else.
He starts the 5, he plays the 5.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, the only way I see, there's 2 ways, I guess, that Joel Embiid wins the MVP this season over Nikola Jokic if those are the only 2 guys that are going to win it, right?
Well, okay.
If they're in that scenario, right? The only way is Embiid and the Sixers take the first seed, and he is monstrous the rest of the season.
Mm.
And Nikola Jokic falls off and doesn't average a triple-double and have the first seed in the West.
Yeah.
Because doing that is crazy. Two. And I know that the statistics, he goes, I'm not looking at statistics. Well, I'm sorry. We've never seen a center pass like this.
Yes, agreed.
So there's that. I think Joel Embiid can be more dominating in a single game situation and on the scoring kind of aspect, but Jokic can score just as well as him. He can just score in different ways. It looks different. He was saying Jokic can't jump onto a curb. He's not athletic. He's not the actual NBA player you look at. So the things he does on a basketball court, I think if you're starting your team, you pick Nikola Jokic before you pick Joel Embiid.
Interesting, Trey.
I think Joel Embiid finishes second to Nikola Jokic. Damn. I think Nikola Jokic is the better efficient player. Yes, Joel Embiid has the better record when they've played each other. He's the 5-2 record. Joel Embiid's the better defender. He's more of an enforcer, but Jokic can do a lot more. He brings his teammates in. He gets more assists, so that adds more points to the score. I think he's more of an asset for the team. I think he gets his third MVP in a row.
Wow. So, okay. If Embiid keeps this up, if the Sixers can somehow catch the Celtics for the number one seed, I will give the edge to Embiid because of several factors, but none greater than voter fatigue. And in particular, if it's the two of them again.
Yeah.
If it's the two of them again, if Jokic averages a triple-double and is the number one seed in the West, I don't know how you can't give it to him. But then I blame voter fatigue on his first MVP and not his third MVP, meaning Giannis not winning three in a row.
I got you.
And that being the reason that Jokic won his first one. But look, it feels like, but this matchup, like this game in particular, Embiid was cooking him. Like, he doesn't know what to do with Joel Embiid in the post.
He does that all the time. Yeah, he does.
To anybody in the league, he does that. He makes any other center in the league look like they don't know how to defend because nobody can defend him. Look, it feels like every time they play each other, Embiid goes berserk and Jokic is just helpless to stop him. I hardly ever feel that way about Jokic. Yes, like you said, Justin, it's like Stephen A. said. He can't jump onto a curb, but still, nobody can stop him. When you talk about the best center, give me Embiid. I know Jokic is a better playmaker. He's a better passer. He gets his teammates involved better. Absolutely. But the defensive side of the ball is there too. And you want your center to be exceptional on the defensive side of the ball, especially in today's NBA. You need to be able to guard on the perimeter and on the interior. What did we just say about Rudy Gobert? His big deficiency, perimeter defense. Embiid does not have that problem. He'll guard 1-5 at a moment's notice and not hesitate. I'm still going, so you take your finger off your mouth right now. He leads the league in scoring for the second year in a row, by the way.
Yep.
He's also averaging 1.7 blocks and 1.1 steals on the year. But more than that, you feel his defensive presence when you watch a Sixers game. Guards are scared to drive in the lane. It is not that way against Jokic. If you have an athletic guard going against the Nuggets, driving in their paint, you're more so worried about a chase down block from MPJ or a block up from Jamal Murray than you are about getting pinned at the rim by Jokic. Embiid does all of that, and he's one guy. Give me Embiid. I think he's a better player. And unfortunately, yeah, he's probably going to finish second.
And is why? It just because of the style of basketball you want to watch? Not you particularly, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course, that will always play a factor. But I do think, though, that, yeah, watching a guy just dominate in a play that, in a way that isn't. And oh, gosh, I forget the guys' names, but the guys that always do this NBA clips, the guy that did the, I'm 30, I'm 36, I'm 36. Hey, that guy, he did a clip. If you're online, you know.
Who helps the team more, though? Because, I mean, like,
Jokic's team has two more
wins. The Nuggets are in a better situation this year than they were last year, which makes me, if he keeps this up, he's going to win the MVP again. How don't you give him the MVP?
Well, the big
bummer
is,
when he's been playing consistently, and then their team's in a better position than they were last year.
The thing that could settle this debate is playoff success.
Yep.
But neither of them have any.
Exactly.
Jokic had playoff success in the bubble, but that was because of Jamal Murray. He got him there after 2-3-1 comebacks to make it to the Western Conference Finals,
like
where they got dumped on by the Lakers. All right, question four. Who is Kevin Durant talking about in this clip?
Yeah, I felt like he had that talent to do this pretty easy. I felt like he was in that tier of point guards that can become all-stars. He's that gifted, you know. But as far as all-star, it's so tough, man.
Okay, so I think he kind of fumbles his words there at the end there. He says all-star. He missed to say all-star starter. It's so tough. Go ahead.
So is he talking about his teammate?
No.
Perfect.
Okay, then I believe he's talking about
Benedict. Well, Kyrie Irving has been an all-star starter, so I'm just saving you some time.
Yeah, and so it sounds like he's talking about like who also could have been a starter in the East.
Who could have been but wasn't.
So I think of Tyrese.
Yeah. Haliburton.
I think it's Hallie, but Jalen Brunson could be another one because they're both New York.
Yeah.
Could be asking about Knicks or Nets sort of thing.
Sure. But they played today, so unless I guess it's a clip from Friday.
This clip came out this morning.
Oh.
Ah.
Jalen Brunson.
Final answer?
You like Brunson?
Sure. I don't know.
I've heard a sure. I need the points. I heard final answer.
You can pick Halliburton or Brunson. You pick.
Brunson.
Okay, final answer. Great. Yeah.
One guy I hope gets in, and maybe you have a guy too, but one guy I do hope that gets in is De'Aaron Fox.
Nope. Great. Wouldn't have made a difference. All right. Finally, we're on the board. Yeah. 100 points, Let's Trey. Go. Woo!
Well,
each.
Negative 400
points. Oh, negative 400 for me. All right. De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings continue to shock the world and light the beam by slipping into the third spot in the Western Conference.
Oh.
Is this more about the Kings or how wide open the West is?
Listen, I'll be the first to yell, light the beam! But let's be honest. This West, dude, it's like I said earlier, the T-Wolves sit at fifth. You know, Lakers could jump up to the fourth. Clippers are at the fourth somehow now. It's just the West being wide open, and it's more about the NBA itself and its shooting proficiencies and the way the game is structured around scoring. It's just what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the culmination of all those things in the West.
Jay.
So you could make the argument the Kings have the best offense in the league.
You couldn't.
You could because they score the most points in the league.
That's not the only one that matters, I hear you.
I said you could make the argument. I'm not saying you would. They also are top 10 in field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, and free throw percentage.
I have all these stats too. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So they all, they do all those things well. I don't think they're for real. I do think that's more kind of what's going on in the West, and I do think we're seeing more parity in the league, and that's great, and that's why we all kind of assume there's going to be a little bit of expansion soon because there's a lot of talent.
Let's hope. Yeah. So just to be clear, you're saying it's because of the West?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's because of the West?
Yep.
Trey, what do you think?
I think it's the Kings. Like Justin said, they're the top scoring team. They're top three in shooting, field goal percentage, they are also top three in assists. Mm-hmm. So, it's a team that shares the ball, that knows how to score, that can shoot from beyond the arc, which what Bob said, it's geared around scoring. I'm going with it's the Kings. They're the real deal.
I agree. It is because of them. We've said these stats again. First in points, third in assists, third in field goals, first in offensive rating. And they've beat good teams along the way. They're not beating, but they have beat a lot of bozos. They play the Rockets twice and the Pistons twice. But they also have beat good teams along the way, like the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, the Cavs. And they've had really close games with contenders as well. It's because of the Kings. Light the beam. And with that,
it's time for Bob's Buckets.
Hello and welcome back. It is time for Bob's Buckets. It is me, your host, Bob. So we were just talking about a couple of these guys. I want to talk about the leaders in this league right now. So blocks per game. Nick Claxton, as I like to call him. You guys have heard me talk about him many a times. Averaging 2.7 blocks a game. Insane. How about steals per game? Anybody? I'll answer that for you. OG Anunoby. 2.1 steals a game. Absolutely tearing it up. We were talking about... Actually, we've legit talked about all these people so far for the most part. It's perfect. It's like we planned this, but we never do.
Let's talk about him again.
Next, rebounds per game. Yes, he plays for the Kings also. Sabonis.
Yeah.
Averaging 12.3. Sure. So, offensive rating scoring is there. Also the guy leading the league in rebounds per game. Assists per game. This hasn't changed despite his injury. Tyrese Halliburton, still averaging 10.2 assists a game. I love the way he plays the game. Pacers, my third favorite team. I just love to see them do well. I just think they're neat.
Did you say the Pacers are your third favorite team?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I actually almost brought my...
Who's fourth?
It's a good one.
Great.
I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. Probably the Kings, light the beam. Anyway, points per game, though, is second apparent. I know he's still drinking it. Is whoever is apparently finishing second in the MVP race with Joel Embiid. Literally leading the league in points per game.
Yeah, he's a monster. Good bucket. Yeah, okay, so then give me a fourth. Give me a fourth favorite team.
All right, so...
Is it the Kings?
Dubs, Celtics? The Kings?
No.
No.
Oh, lame.
You know, real quick, while we're talking about somebody being the Kings being someone's favorite team. Hey, Justin.
Yep.
I did on my vacation. I did a lot of listening to our older episodes.
Oh no!
On the first episode
ever
of you being on Yay Basketball, as an introduction to you being on the show, I said, who's your favorite team?
Yeah.
And you said, the Sacramento Kings. And yeah. We were like, oh, why? And you said, they once were in Kansas City, bring them back.
Yeah.
But you abandoned ship real fast. 10 days later, you were like, the Wizards! So, but yeah. You've held true to the Wizards since then.
I've held true to the Wizards. I don't hate the Kings.
Are the Kings your third or your second favorite team?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, you want to keep running down? You want to my third favorite team?
All right. Sure. Well, Trey already hit us with
Toronto
a fact,
Raptors.
Let's get
fourth favorite team. Name them. Fourth favorite team.
Mine?
No, mine.
All right, what is it?
The Dallas Mavericks, my fifth favorite team. We just keep going.
The Mavericks are
their
fourth?
You'll
just go in order?
Fucking team.
No, all right. I think Nuggets are my four, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Grew up around Denver. Second. Yeah.
Second to who?
The Lakers. I was a big Lakers, Denver, and the Warriors.
Oh, I like that.
I will say this. I picked the Kings strictly for the Kansas City, and that was it. I've never had a real
favorite
team.
But now they're fun. And I would like to say.
I don't believe it.
I don't have a clip called. I don't have the clip pulled. Because it was during a YouTube live stream between you, me, and Kyle. Mm-hmm. But one of us, me, made the prediction that the Kings were going to be the big surprise out West.
You did.
You called it, brother. Talking to myself there. All right. Trey's got another fact for us.
So speaking of those Sacramento Kings, they are currently the only team in the Western Conference with a winning record on the road. So again, Kings are real. They are the only Western Conference team with a winning record on the road. The Kings are the real deal.
Fuck.
The real deal. Yeah, dude.
That's
dude.
Wait,
yes, wait. But the Nuggets are 12-12, and the Kings are 11-10.
Positive. Yeah, I mean,
only
so
winning
right.
team. That's only winning team in the West.
You are right.
I was
you are
not
right.
lying.
And the Clippers are 14-14, but you are right.
Kings are the real deal.
Hey, the Clippers starting to look scary now that Kawhi and Paul George are playing games again. I don't like that. It makes me nervous. Good fact, Trey. Okay, let's play our game of the day, which is 5 second violation.
5, 4, 3.
Indubitably. Another fun and easy game here. I will give you, Justin and Bob, a prompt, and you will have to provide me with 3 answers in 5 seconds. For example, name 3 car brands. If you get 3 in 5 seconds, you receive 50 points. If you do not give 3 answers in 5 seconds, your opponent has the chance to steal, but they cannot say anything that has already been said, and they will have no time to think of other answers. It's very rapid fire. If neither of you can list 3 correct answers in 5 seconds, Trey and I get the points for that turn.
Let's get it.
I mean, you need them.
Yeah.
I know I do. Holy moly, looks like I'm dealing with the gauntlet of pain. Yeah. All right, 5 seconds on the clock. Nope, think of a number between 1 and 484.
483.
You got it dead on. I know Trey was going to think the number, but I kind of gave it away.
It's all good.
No, let's redo it.
I don't care. You can go. I don't care.
Okay. 2 weeks in a row, they get the number right on. Hey, who was it that gets the number? Trey got the number right on last time?
It was so rigged.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, Justin just held a vendetta, created the number. All right. 5 seconds on the clock there, Bobbert. Name 3 Washington Bullets.
Wes Unseld.
I don't have him.
Okay.
Bullets watch.
50, new bullet
new
list.
New hate list.
All right. 50 points to Trey and I. Mm-hmm. Question 2 for Justin. Name 3 head coaches in the Northwest Division.
Oh, Chauncey Billups. No.
Will Hardy. I know Mike isn't part of it, but Mike Brown.
Another 50 points to Trey and I. Thank back you. To Bob.
We were both right with the one.
We're going
to
clean
we both
house,
got one, right?
Up on this.
I'll take it.
You both got one coach. I thought
you
take
were
it. Saying. Like, no,
best friends.
Neither of you got it. Yeah, I'm with
big
my
Will,
BFF.
Yeah. Big Will Hardy fans.
Yeah, if you're just listening, you really should hit YouTube. all right, Bob. Name 3 seasons the Spurs won the title.
2013, 1999, 1998.
Nope.
I don't know.
2007, 15. Damn
nope. No. Yeah. No, they had 99, 03, 05, 07, and 14.
14. Yes.
Another 50 points to Trey and I.
Let's go.
Me?
To Justin, sure? Name 3 current Hornets players.
LaMelo Ball, Scary Terry, and Gordon Hayward. Yep.
That's the just the timer. Don't freak out. All right, good job. Bob, you should be familiar with this. Name three of Landry Shamit's former teammates.
Paul George, Kawhi?
Justin.
Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton.
Former.
Former.
Yeah, but he's
Dango.
Dead.
Okay, no, you're not getting points for that.
He's dead!
No. All right, another 50 points for Trey and I.
Me?
Bob? No, Trey. Justin, seriously, do that. Name three NBA GMs.
Oh, my God. No.
Laco, Josai, and...
No.
Dolan.
Owner.
Josai is an owner.
The Hewitt owners.
Sorry, NBA governor. To Bob, name three current African-born players.
Joel Embiid, OG Anunoby, and... Oh, no.
I don't have it. I must be honest with you. I don't. What are we going to do here? What are we doing?
Bull, bull. Come on.
Dude. Oh, bull, bull.
Was he born
bull,
in
bull,
Africa?
Bull, 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 bull,
he was born
bull.
In Sudan.
Oh.
So.
He was born in
I
Sudan?
I was born in Sudan.
Not where you're conceived, Michael.
All right. Yeah. Okay. My mother listens to the show. Name
Hi,
three
Mom.
MVPs from the 19. Nope, sorry.
Who is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no. MVPs from the 1970s. Justin.
Wilt, Kareem, and Russell.
Trey. Bill Russell, right. MVP in the 70s? No way.
I was wrong?
Bill Russell did not win MVP in the
70s.
1970. No.
Who was the MVP?
There's
in
a list
1970?
Right. There's a list right there. You have it. You have it. Look it up. Let him know. Okay, I accidentally skipped a question. Another 50 points for Trey.
Okay, hold on.
Bill Walton.
Who is it,
Kareem,
Bob?
Kareem won most of them.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Kareem I think was Oscar.
Be- when we were setting up the show earlier, Justin, and I said, oh, my God, looking at the screen, I was looking at how many times Kareem won MVP in the 70s. And it
five,
was
right?
Half
so
of
it's Willis Reed, Kareem, yeah. David Cohen's, Bob McAdoo, oh, Bobby Max, Bill Walton, Moses Malone.
Oh, not
Moses
Bill Walton was one of them. Okay, cool.
All right, Bob, name three current backup centers.
Isaiah Hartenstein, Al Horford, and...
DeAndre Jordan. No.
DeAndre Jordan. All right. It's going to be Justin. Name three current Spurs players.
Jakob Poeltl, Keldon Johnson, and Jamichael Green. That's a lie.
No. Sean Chan, damn it, Sohan, and that's about all I got for you.
Yeah, Sohan was the other one. Yeah, that's a good one. This is B Bob's then. Name three.
Out of spots.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. Are you're fiddling with the scoreboard there? Oh, yeah, you are out of spots, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. We're doing 20 questions here.
Oh, okay, we got
them. There's 20 of these, so
okay.
You might have to double up
no,
on
I got
some
them.
Of them. Okay. Let's see. We just did Spurs players, so let's do, Bob, name three teams with 26 wins. Right now.
Nuggets, Memphis, and...
Celtics, 76ers, and...
What? You both just named the two top seeds in the West.
You said it. I thought you meant like at least 26
wins. No, exactly 26 wins.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, there's four of them.
Oh.
That's
oh.
A, hey,
so,
hey.
So if he got two, I couldn't get the win.
Correct.
Oh,
no. Wait. No, there are five, I think, right?
No.
Maybe there's only three. Either way, you both didn't do it. Okay.
Oh, damn it. Because you started me up with them naming things.
Name three. Well, you were wrong.
I named teams that...
You're wrong.
Do they not have 26 wins?
They had, yes.
Do they not have 26
right.
wins?
Yeah, I should have said exactly 26 wins. I apologize. Right. Either way.
Whatever.
Wrong. Justin, name three players that played 20 seasons.
LeBron James, Kareem. Okay. He's played 28. He's played
Kareem, Russell, and it's not Magic, but I'll throw Magic in there.
Okay, another 50.
I'm over it, yo.
This is how he's getting his points back.
Justin.
No, he's finally positive.
Yeah.
Name.
Wait, is it me?
Oh,
it's Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Name three sets of brothers that played in the league.
Steph and Seth, Marcus and Markeith, and...
The Lopez's, the Gasol's, and the Holidays. Yeah. Boom!
Oh, damn
it.
Yes!
Got it.
Nicely done.
I didn't even think about that. I thought of LaMelo and Lonzo next.
Here's somebody you didn't name.
Balls.
Justin, name three Antetokounmpos.
Giannis, Thanasis, and... Oh, damn it!
Aries.
Phanesis, isn't it?
No, no, Thanasis? Yeah, no. The just so you know there, the Antetokounmpos are Thanasis, Giannis, Thanasis, Kostas, Alex, Kostas. And Francis.
Kostas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was close, though.
All right. To Bob, name three current head coaches that played in the NBA.
Chauncey Billups. Did Jacques Vaughn? I don't know. Jason Kidd.
Let's test Jacques Vaughn real quick. Okay, Google if Jacques Vaughn played in the league there, Trey.
Come on, Jacques. Come on, Jacques.
Justin Vaughn, is NBA. Getting an opportunity here.
He was drafted.
So, yes.
Number one, 27th overall pick out of Kansas.
So he did correct. Play
oh,
in the
crap.
NBA.
I remember when he played. Yeah,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's high crazy. Five. I didn't know that he played.
Good job.
I like how you said drafted number one. I was like, number one?
No, he was a 27th overall pick, first round out of Kansas.
All right, this one might be a gimme. Justin, name three players with four MVPs.
LeBron James, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan.
Did Wilt get four?
Four MVPs.
I'd like you to find out.
I know he won three in a row.
I have a link for you there, brother.
Yeah, here. I got lost on that, actually.
Oh, the tabs are all there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
We're going to find out. We're going to find out right now.
Oh, no!
Wilt Chamberlain did. You get it.
Yeah.
Good job. All righty there, brethren.
Are they in order over here?
Yeah, they just kind of get... They just kind of get offset.
Got you. That's how I was like...
Because of the font and all that. All right, Bob. Name three players over 35.
LeBron, Udonis, and Steph.
Nope.
Ooh. Chris Paul. I don't know.
Nope.
Bob Cousy.
Oh, damn it.
You didn't say currently playing. Okay.
Son of a
Justin, name three teams with an animal in their logo.
The Timberwolves, I don't know.
With an animal, Grizzlies, the Pelicans, and
not enough time. Oh, I thought that might
damn
be
it.
Easy. To Bob, name three players who are currently injured.
Cat Halliburton still?
Kevin Durant, and then Robert Williams.
Kelly Oubre. Damn it.
All right. Is this Justin?
Yeah.
Perfect. Last question.
Do it.
Name three NBA mascots in the Atlantic Division.
Oh, no, it's in the Central. So, Lucky the Leprechaun.
Nope.
The Brooklyn Net.
Silver Cat.
I had three. Oh, I knew
no.
it.
You would have.
I knew it was coming.
I knew.
And I didn't look them up, and I just knew them. And I was
Get
so
played.
Excited. And you took this from me.
Absolutely
you stole this
played.
Happiness out of me like I was a Monsters, Inc. child. And you just took it out of me, and you're powering your evil city. I don't have time for this.
That was such a good old-fashioned bait and switch, baby. Oh, it feels good to be back. Well, now that we have got all these points, me with 400, have got all these. I got 900 points today?
A lot of 50s.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Well, now that I've got all these, we've got all these points, we're going to gamble them away in. Props to you. Let's
go. All right. Another exciting props to you, Bob.
Woo!
You're in first place. Let's not lie about it. And let's just get your pick. You know, you got Claxton over 3.5 blocks. What are you betting?
I'm betting 200.
Woo! We all know you couldn't lose anyway unless you did something stupid. So that's okay. So I am currently I'm in third place. Trey, you're in second place.
Let's go.
900 big ones. You've got Kyrie's over at 28.5. What are you betting on that one?
I'll bet 500 on that.
500 yeah. big ones. I'm in third place with 675 points. I have Dame Times over at 28.5, and I'm betting 100 points. Michael, 400 points. You did have a huge comeback today. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're back because I was so stressed about the show. you took Embiid's under at 35.5.
Yes, against the Magic.
Against the Magic.
So I feel like and to explain to the listeners, the reason I'm going Embiid under against the Magic is because I think it's going to be such a blowout. that they probably rest him most of the fourth quarter. He finishes with 32, 28, something like that.
Sure.
So I'm going to go under bet all my points.
All of them. All of them hurt. 400
big ones.
Because
at this rate,
it's what it
is. I'm due for a punishment. It's been so long. Let's get it.
Yeah. Traveling violation 1 week, punishment the next.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But hey, if I come back from a punishment, from a If I come back from a traveling violation and don't get last place, embarrassment. Shame upon all of your houses.
Yeah, both of you guys.
A plague on all your houses. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate 5 stars, share with friends, and follow us at @yay_basketball on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Add me on the group.
Just a reminder, we are recording live from the Yay Studio.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Which means we don't edit. We press record and we post what we got. We're very proud of that.
You heard that last
Bob,
week.
What do you... Oh, yeah. a little bit. Now, you really did just fine. For jumping in the seat on like a few weeks' notice, you know, of training. Yeah, I mean, I gave
got
you
it.
2 months' notice, but it's fine. Bob, what you got for the people?
Wizards Watch 2023. They're in the ninth spot. Anyway, back to the actual Warriors. Warriors Watch, six overall. I just want to point out that the Wizards were ninth. Anyway, Warriors are looking good. Steph's doing his thing. Oh, and about that...
What was that character you just took on?
Well, because it's the casual Warriors fan. We're fine. We'll see in the playoffs. But
they are going to be fine.
That report that came out about the missed calls, 6 of the 8 calls over that last weekend... We're against the Warriors, actually.
We don't have time to talk about it, but I would like to be curious after this evidence this week of the Warriors-Grizzlies matchup again. Who wins in a series?
That's still the Warriors.
Grizzlies.
What?
Out of what?
Warriors-Grizzlies.
Warriors-Grizzlies.
Who wins
Warriors.
In a series?
Warriors.
I go Grizzlies just for fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Trey, Justin, fourth time this episode.
I know.
Justin, what
so
you got for the...
The actual Wizards watch is what I have this week. The Wizards are back with a vengeance. The Zards are on a 5-game winning streak, and they find themselves in the 9th seed. Way up, trending up at the right time for a playoff push. And with the mid-3, they're America's team, and they're coming for the Eastern Conference.
They are not.
They are.
Just
in the nation's
in the capital.
Okay. They are America's team.
All right.
Suck it, Dallas.
Mid. Trey.
So, not only is it National Croissant Day.
Oh! Hey! Croissants!
Hope you had your croissants for breakfast.
Big croissant guy.
Let me try my croissant.
We're going to watch out for those 76ers, because I did call them to be the champions this year. They are sitting third in the East, 32-17. They did just come off a loss, but be looking out for those 76ers, man.
They're on a 7-game winning streak.
Tell a friend to tell a friend about us. Yay, basketball.
Sorry, I was just playing some French music for the croissant day.
The croissant take.
Throw some butter on it, you know.
Croissant watch.
I thought it was like weird beach music. Extra he's like, let's get out of here.
New hate list, not croissants. I love croissants.
This is nice.
New hate list? Bagels.
Yeah.
Worst croissants.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Man, it feels good to be back. Listen up. Phase 3. It's happening now. We're getting going and everything's getting started and we got a lot of things coming to you and I can't wait. Yay, basketball.